Hey, Peggy and Ron, how are things going today, the last day of SAS Global Forum?
Oh, going well, thank you.
It's been fairly busy.
So tell us a little bit about what you're displaying here.
Well, what we have is a Kindle, a Sony e-reader, a BlackBerry, and an iPhone, all of which we have SAS Press documentation loaded on. We are not selling any of the devices or pushing users into a particular direction, but getting their opinions on the dock on each of the devices and finding out whether or not we're actually putting our work to the best use and satisfying their needs on where they would like to see our dock.
Are you finding any trends so far on which devices people seem to find, you know, a little friendlier or more interesting?
Well, most people have already heard about the Kindle, and so the Kindle sort of draws them in and brings them to it. But then when you start looking at it, more people have preferred the Kindle, I think. But the iPhone, too, is really big. The people who are seeing it and seeing the documentation on it, the interface, I think they enjoy that. But it really has been across the board on all of these. I think the Sony e-reader, some people in businesses have the BlackBerry, and a few people have wanted to see documentation specifically for it.
Can you name a couple of SAS books, whether they're documentation or SAS Press titles that are already available on some of these devices?
We have more SAS Press titles available. For example, I downloaded the little SAS book. Actually, this Schilling chapter, Candy prepared for me before we came. And I have Ron Cody's book on here. A lot of users, as Ron said, like the Kindle, but I think it's because they're longtime book users, and this follows the book paradigm the most closely. They're discrete pages like you would see in a PDF, whereas the other ones are EPUB format, and they reflow, so it's not as familiar a reading experience for our users.
And how about graphics? Do you think that the Kindle 2 is providing a better layout?
Well, the only problem with the Kindle is that the graphics are not scalable. And since we're loading the Kindle app on the iPhone, they're not scalable, nor do they rotate on the iPhone so that they can scale. That's the only downside to our graphics right now.
And the other thing, if you do have color graphics,
right,
the Kindle and the Sony e-reader are black and white devices. So obviously a downside there where both of the phones, the BlackBerry and the iPhone, do color.
Well, it definitely sounds like there are pros and cons to each of the devices. Well, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and find out what you've thought about SAS Global Forum so far. Well, actually not so far, since this is the last day. Any impressions you want to share?
It's just, I'm coming away with the same impression I did when I went 2 years ago. It's unbelievable how dedicated SAS users are to the SAS community at large. And anything that we offer, they're all over it. And for example, a gentleman from Singapore, after viewing the e-readers, the next day he came back with more feedback with names of software packages. He just was a wealth of information.
Wow.
And Ron spoke to a gentleman from Brigham Young who also gave us a lot of information. And basically, he was not only asking us to help him, but the SAS community at large.
You really did feel that sense of teamwork and team play with them. It was real easy to be here and talk with them. It was almost like sometimes they hung out here. You know, they didn't necessarily want to leave. You know,
which very conversational. We didn't have to draw anything out of it.
Very open. No, it's very very willing to share their impressions, their expectations, what they would like to see, and also to help. You know, and another nice thing about it too was not just the clients, but other SAS personnel. One person from SAS France was offering to help with our documentation when we if we ever need some national language support.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, well, it sounds like you've enjoyed the conference on many levels. And on a personal note, have you gotten out to see the sights at all in D.C.?
I did. Well, you know, we got down a little bit early the first day, so we had a few hours to sneak that in. And since then, it's been long days. So I'm looking forward to sitting in a chair again. I miss that.
You still have your voice, but I can tell you're kind of losing
it a little bit. You know, it's getting there. But it's been a wonderful experience, and I hope we get the opportunity to do it again.
Well, thank you so much, Ron and Peggy. It's been great seeing you, and thanks for talking to us about some of these reading devices.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley.